constant sorrow all through his days. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. I'll die upon this train.
Perhaps he'll die upon this train.
You can bury me in some deep valley for many years where I may lay. Sleeping in my grave,
while he is sleeping in his grave.
Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger, my face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given, I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Hello, hello. This is Unboxed, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And in case you couldn't tell by that song, we are going to do an episode on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? We watched this last night. It was a really fun romp, but that's like the song that, you know, gets the Soggy Bottom Boys famous. So, yeah. So, without further ado, I'll start playing some more music. You know the drill. We play music that is either, you know, from the soundtrack or whatever inspires us, made a playlist based on the movie. So, yeah. And we'll be doing some, you know, reviews of the movie, and it'll be a fun time. I really enjoy this movie. So, yeah. This was basically our Super Bowl plan, besides Rihanna, of course. So, yeah, let me play some more, and we'll be back in a few. Okay.
He and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my yellow loving, babe.
Thank you. put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine.
Self-made man. How many fingers must he step on to do? sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Rising sun. Hello, hello. We're back here on Unboxed, which, of course, if you weren't here for our little intro, every week we watch a movie and we curate a playlist based on everything that we think of as, like, the general vibe. So this week we watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, a Coen Brothers classic, which I think is very fitting because one of the first episodes we did of this show was Blood Simple, I think, which was their debut feature.
That no one knows!
I don't know if it's that no one knows. I feel
well,
like
well, besides your FMS buddies.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I'm
the
super
general
biased.
Public. Yeah, you're, yeah.
Most of the people I interact with are film people, so I guess it's hard for me to know what people, except like I guess like my litmus test is like Patty, but Patty doesn't like,
that's not a lit, all she watches is horror movies from this century.
Yeah.
That was not a litmus test.
That's not a very good litmus test. So then we have two extremes, so yeah, I guess I'm bad at anyways, back to the movie. I love this movie. I hadn't seen it in a really long time, so I was happy to watch it again.
And I never saw it.
Yeah.
But I was going to say that that's why we have an FMS major and a non-FMS major. That's why this show is great, because we got that balance built in.
Beautiful. So true. So true, Isabel. I like this movie. I think probably, like, what stands out to me is the visuals. Like, the color palette's really good. It's, like, I also was just reading, like, the way they color graded this was so weird and would only have occurred in like that like slim period where there was like a little bit of transition between digital and film where they shot it on film,
yeah,
but then they scanned the film and color graded it digitally, and then like it was like a reverse
kind of like
process.
What I do with my
yeah
photos, well, now, yeah,
but to do that for a movie, to me, that
no oh
so,
for a movie of course,
but it's interesting. I think it's like I was reading that like it was the first time it had been done in the whole of Hollywood, like, which is interesting.
Yeah, it definitely had that quality for me, because like now that I'm scanning my film like myself to digitize it, there's different like settings. I mean, and Emma taught me this, so I don't want to take full credit obviously, but I mean, even just working, I worked on digitizing on Saturday, and, you know, now I know a little more of how to do it, so I was, like, playing around with the different, like, modes, and you can really make it have, like, they used a very, like, brown, yellowish, like, undertone kind of thing. Yeah, and, like, a lot of the photos, like, for example, the ones that I took in Israel, a lot of them had more of a blue tone to them, and so I kind of, it just made me think about, yeah, like all the ways you can manipulate film, and that, now that Emma said that, that checks out basically is my point that I'm making.
I mean, cool. Like what I think is like the result is like you have like a really nice like texture and grain quality because it is shot on film, but then you have like the full like ability to manipulate the color palette because it's digital.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like this movie looks really good. I also just think that the plot kind of flows along really nice, which makes sense because it's based on the Odyssey.
Tried
so
and
it's
true.
Like sort of this like, I guess, original hero's journey format. But it's good the way they sort of remix it, and we get to see all these like weird Southern like sort of mythical people.
Yeah. And yeah, in the Odyssey scheme of the character cast of characters.
Like, watching this movie, it's the really funniest thing is that like both Joel and Ethan Coen, neither of them have read the Odyssey. So they wrote this movie like just based on like the cultural like saturated like understanding of the Odyssey, but like there was only one person, one of the actors, Tim Blake Nelson, who was the only person on set that had actually read it.
Oh my gosh.
But That's so interesting to me.
I guess they didn't have Dr. Rose.
Which makes sense, though, because, like, I was, like, trying to, like, follow along with the Wikipedia, like, the Odyssey, and it was, like, I was, like, how does this match up? And I'm, like, oh, it doesn't. That's
kind
why.
Of upsetting. I don't know. Because I was really, what I was trying to say is, I was really trying to follow it from my memory of reading it in freshman year of high school.
But that's probably the exact level of understanding that you can, like, if you'd read it any recent, like, it wouldn't have been as enjoyable. It's like a sort of, like, surface level understanding.
No, but I wanted it to match up, like, I don't know, it's just, I was trying to, like, in my head, like, think of the characters, and yeah, you're right, like, the Cyclops one is fairly obvious. He has an eye patch over one of his eyes, and he lures them into this, money-making scheme. You know, like, oh, you can get so much money from religion, and then he just, like, that was, like, very literal, the fact that he starts, like, clobbering them with a branch. I was like, whoa, this is actually happening right now. That's crazy.
Also, they managed to make John Goodman seem so big. I think that's who that was. Am I hallucinating?
I don't...
But, yeah.
I think it was, because you freaked out. Yeah. Yeah, like, the camera angle.
I don't know. It's like... But it makes sense because they're, like, trying to make him look like a giant.
Like Cyclops, yeah. A Cyclops in the KKK.
Oh, my God. But also, I was reading that, like, half the people that were in those KKK hoods were black. Like, they just, like, found a bunch of extras. And they were like, okay, we gotta shoot
this. That must
this.
Have been incredibly disturbing to film.
They said, like, it was terrifying.
Like, we were talking during it, like, during when they were filming this scene. And it's, like... Like, they had to practice this over and over.
Yeah, it's like a...
Like, in KKK hoods. Like...
They have a whole choreographed routine.
It's insane. It's like... And we went from watching the Rihanna halftime show to the K... Now that the K...
Yeah.
KKK coordinated dance routine. It was a little bit jarring.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But, yeah, I was just also going to say that, it made me think back to, like, my days, like, in high school and just having to memorize portions of the Odyssey for my crazy freshman year English teacher who would, like, oh, my God, she was something, but my... Hopefully my parents are either listening now or will be listening to this, so I know this will be relevant for some people, because they know her well, she and everyone at LaGuardia, I knows her, I wonder if she's still there, but she is an institution, and she made us memorize portions of the Odyssey to write down on essay tests that were incredibly stressful. I don't know how I got through that, but yeah, I can't really remember it now, unfortunately. I just remembered, like, snippets.
That's proof that the system but, doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. I was terrorized for a whole year for nothing.
For nothing. Wow, that sucks.
I remember some stuff.
My school
though.
Had this thing, they called them the Meluish competitions, where we had to memorize poems, and then... It was always different themes to it. Like, one of them was memorizing a poem, one of them was writing a poem. Yeah. Well, I think we're starting to get a little sidetracked, so maybe it's time to put on a little bit more music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We got some tunes for you all. We do have that.
Where shall I go? Lord, where shall I go? Now don't you run
to the mountain, the thunder,
great God Almighty, don't you
run to the valley, the lightning,
oh my brothers, don't you
run to the rock, cause that rock,
great God Almighty, don't you
run to the hillside, trees,
now my brother, don't you
run to the water, because that water will be falling. Tell me, where shall I be? My Lord, I'm gonna be there.
down on my knees. My Lord, open my Lord's town. It's trouble, Lord.
Don't you run.
Run to the mountain, the thunder.
Great God Almighty, don't you run.
Run to the valley, the lightning.
Now, my brother, don't you run.
Run to the rock, the cause of that rock.
Hey,
the bingo,
hey, don't you run.
Run to the hillside, the trees.
Great God Almighty, don't you run.
Run to the water, the cause of that water will be falling. Tell me, where shall I be? My Lord, I'm gonna be down on my knees. My Lord, when my Lord's time, his trouble, Lord.
Well, it's four white horses riding side by side. Swing down the chariot, Lord, stop and let me ride. My God Almighty said that he's coming back again. It's one thing sure, he never did say when. Well, now when I get to heaven, we'll sing and shout. Won't be nobody there to turn me out. Well, I'll talk to the Father and chat with the Son. I'll tell him about the world that I just come from. Now tell me,
where shall I be? My Lord, I'm gonna be down on my knees.
Oh,
my Lord, oh, when my Lord's sound, his trumpet, Lord.
Well, we read in God's Bible, we sure understand. But God made Adam, boy, that very first man. They tell me, Brother Adam had now two little sons. Well, one went right, the other went wrong. One named Abel, the other named Cain. Good God, the devil started jumping through the sinful land. And Cain slew his brother and buried him in the ground. Jehovah God was looking, and that deed was found. You don't believe, you reap what you sow. We'll open up the Bible, we read a little more. In Matthew's gospel, well, the good book do tell. A soul went leaping and jumping down in hell. Now tell me,
where shall I be?
Well,
my Lord, I'm gonna be down on my knees.
Well,
my Lord, when my Lord's sound, his trumpet, Lord.
Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. Eight blacks left, death is around the corner. Seven misleading statements by my persona. Six headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua. That's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me, like yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah, open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Hello, hello, it is that time for our PSA. Today, it is public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Well, I'm feeling, I say them, thank God Almighty, I'm feeling. Well, I'm feeling, I love them, thank God Almighty, I'm feeling.
Well, I'm feeling,
I say them, thank God Almighty, I'm feeling.
Well, I'm feeling,
I thank God Almighty, I'm feeling.
Going up to heaven, gonna sing and shout them. There won't be nobody to turn me out. I'm gonna do it all the chat with the sun. I'm gonna tell my the world where I come from. I'm gonna look up David in the heat of the day. I'm gonna tune up my harp and begin to play.
I remember it well. Boys, my soul was hanging on the heel of a hill. When I looked the devil in the eyes, I said, look here, devil, pass me by. ways you can point at me with the finger of scorn. But you better be praying just as sure as you're born. Well, you can talk about me just as much as you please. I'm going to talk about you down on my knees. Tell me God calls Moses on the mountain top. Guess he stamped the laws in Moses' heart. Guess he's up on the mountain Jehovah's spoken. Tell me out of his mouth came fire and smoke.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're
where the high shelf found Lazarus. high sheriff. He said, I've never been arrested.
Never, never.
Well, Elijah, he told the high sheriff. He said, I've never been arrested. Bye.
Yeah, so we're just going to be doing a little more commentary on the film before we got to wrap up. And I was saying when they played Poe Lazarus in the movie when in like the very first scene when they were escaping, the three main characters were escaping from the chain gang. And I don't know, it brought me back to like last semester. That was one of the first songs that that I was on my syllabus for the history of African American music. And I know I've talked about this class in past episodes, but now that I know a lot of the background to that song, and the way in which music had this very strong cultural relevance and a way of like community building, and a way it was also used, that song was used to keep time as slaves, or in this case the chain gang, was working in order to be more productive while also keeping up morale, which was definitely needed. And also the overseers really enjoyed listening to the songs, so it kept everyone at bay. And I just think that the relevance behind this song is really interesting, and I'm very glad that it was included in this movie, because I feel like it definitely has a place there. And that's why I included it on this playlist. I wanted to play it. And yeah, a lot of the songs we've been playing are more, well, a lot of them are from the soundtrack, but they're definitely more like less contemporary, more, you know, we got that old timey music. But that's how the film would have wanted it, you know. They wanted that old timey music. Yeah. And I think that this movie was also interesting in that George Clooney really played a different role than normal. He's not the cool guy. He's now this funny guy.
I like the characters that George Clooney plays in Coen Brothers movies, because they're always just like bumbling fools.
Yeah, another side to him.
Or, well, he's not a bumbling fool, because he's always like, he's someone who's like trying to sound super smart. Which, yeah, I think is so funny. Like, they like have him being like, well, if you actually like think about it, it's a the devil would have a red scaly skin and a bifurcated tail. Like, he's always using this like overly intellectual language to try and sound smarter than other people when he's saying nonsense, which I think is really funny.
Yeah. Trying to...
I was reading a bunch of trivia about the film. Like, mainly just like how there's sort of like a reference to Cool Hand Luke, which I was already kind of thinking, with the fact that the guy is called the devil, the guy with the reflector sunglasses. I don't know if you've ever seen Cool Hand Luke, but they...
No. He reminded me of Holes, the book Holes / movie Holes a little bit, just like the way they're just out in the desert, and I don't know, but very loose.
There's a famous character in that movie. He's like the like leader, or whatever. He wears these like reflective aviators, and it's really scary. And I liked the way that they used that again. And they're like, whenever someone's wearing those reflective sunglasses, it's always super unsettling to me. Like, I don't like it. I don't want to have to look at myself when I'm looking at you. Like, that's sus.
that man was definitely sus. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, he died, so. That's great.
Good riddance.
Also, one person was saying that this is one of the least violent Coen Brothers movies, which I'd say is probably pretty accurate. Mm. Because, like, other than the cow violence,
oh my god,
there's not really anything like viscerally, you know.
Yeah, it's very well, because it's very. Because
it's got a PG-13 rating, that's why.
yeah, no, but also it's a comedic. It doesn't take itself too seriously, and I think that adds to the comic element of it, that it's not like, you know, like bloody like graphic violence. It's just like, oh, they all people just died in a landslide or dust storm or whatever that was. But yeah, they don't show it.
Cartoon violence.
It's cartoon, exactly. I think one of my critiques of this movie, I'd have to say, is just the, I don't know, it's somewhat like, it's like episodic in nature. Like, it's not like, the plot moves along, but it's a little bit like, I don't know, like janky a little
I
bit.
I mean, I think the Odyssey like is choppy. Episodic though. Like,
yeah.
It's like, again, like it's the way that the hero's journey goes, you know, like you have the gang and they're going along and then something happens to one of them. They get split up and then they get back together again. And then you have to question the whole meaning of the mission entirely. Like, the mission turns out to be something that it wasn't supposed to be. I don't know. I feel like the plot's really tight. That's, like, probably one of the things I would say is good about the movie.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, what would be your critique, then, if you had one?
That it's, like, a little too slick. Like, it doesn't take as much risks, I feel like, as it could have. I feel like there, like, could have been a little more... A little more oomph, maybe? I don't know. It's a fun romp. It's a fun romp.
Yeah. I don't think... And it was funny. Like, I was laughing. I don't know...
No,
I,
it's super funny.
I don't know if it's... I don't know if it's as funny, in my opinion, as the Big Lebowski. I don't know. But that movie was...
The problem that I have with the Big Lebowski is, like, so many of the, like, jokes have transcended into pop culture where I'm just, like, watching the movie and I'm like, okay... Ha ha ha, I already know this joke. Like, whereas, like, I don't feel that when I'm watching this movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to be an edgy teen. It's not like other girls.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Anything else to say? Other than, of course, that this is Unboxed and that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've been unboxing Oh Brother Where Art Thou this week. And I don't know. I like this movie. Isabel likes this movie. It's all smiles from here.
Mm-hmm. We are in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the case, but...
Yeah. Think about it. We could have been doing a show on Grey Gardens.
Oh, gosh. Well, we would have been in agreement that we didn't like it.
So, yeah, maybe... Maybe the moral of the story is that we're all more alike each other than we thought we were.
Yes.
That's the message for today.
And we are going to end in honor of Riri's performance.
And her new pregnancy that she just revealed.
Shout out.
I was, like, tripping. I was like... Wait, did I forget that she was pregnant? And I was like, no,
that was the reveal.
That's the reveal. That's the PR
stunt. And I found out that someone from who graduated with me from high school, shout out LaGuardia High School.
You've already shouted out LaGuardia this episode.
Well, yeah, but we're shouting out again because one of the dance majors who graduated with me was a dancer for Rihanna at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So kind of iconic.
Wow, yeah. Cool.
Move aside.
Another person from LaGuardia doing things.
Yeah, well, move aside Timothée Chalamet.
Okay, fine. Let's just...
Don't mock me. It's a nice school.
Okay, great. And then a beautiful note to end on.
And, and Rihanna. That's always a beautiful note to end on.
Yeah.
With a song that Emma wanted her to sing.
I was really hoping she would sing this.
But we'll play it in her honor.
But she didn't. She didn't sing this song or what's the song you wanted?
No, I didn't want that song. I was saying, I thought she was going to do Pond to Replay, but she didn't. But it's not like, that's not one of my favorites. That was her breakout song.
Yeah.
But that's all. I don't. I like the song and I don't particularly love it, but anyway. I don't know why you have to say that.
No, it's all good. I've ruined everything. A great note to end on.
Just play it.
A man is hot as hollow. Take it easy. trying to go against it. Actually, I'm going with you. Gotta get up out of here, and you